As Ezekiel began to speak to those bones, that loud noise of rattling happened, and bone came to bone, and tendon joined to tendon. And once again, "Speak, speak, son of man, say to these bones, hear the word of the Lord." When God speaks, he always fulfills his word. That's what God wanted Ezekiel to really emphasize and the people to see. When you say, "Hear the word of the Lord," and you speak that rightly from God, nothing can stop it.
The following is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona, reaching out with Rock Solid Hope in Rim Country. May 20th, 2018. Today's reading is taken from Ezekiel 37, verses 1 to 14.
Ever lost confidence in a promise? This surgery will fix everything you're told, until you realize afterwards there's greater pain. Or someone might promise you something and you know it's nearly impossible and very unlikely, so you begin to get a little wiser as you get older. And you recognize that not every promise is going to be kept. Not every email claiming to be from Bill Gates is going to give you $1 million, and not everyone sending an email begging for you to transfer money to their account is going to transfer more money back. And we begin to realize that some promises are empty, some are false, and some just are impossible. That's how the people of God were beginning to feel when it came to the promises of their God. They're beginning to think that they had reached the end of the line and it was time to get off the train, that God simply just wasn't going to carry out and couldn't possibly carry out what he had said he would do. You ever encounter someone like that? You ever feel like that? When your situation is just so bleak that you begin to think, what good can God bring out of this? Or how can God still turn this around? Well, that's why God gave his word to the prophet Ezekiel, in order to bring about a hope that the people would not have otherwise had, that when God speaks, he always fulfills his word. And we're going to see this morning through the words from Ezekiel chapter 37 how prophecy from the Lord, prophecy sure. See, during Ezekiel's time, things were looking pretty bleak. Hundreds of people had been first carted off by the invading armies in northern Israel and brought to a foreign land. And then it wasn't that much longer when tens of thousands of Israelites were taken as basically war booty and brought to another land and foreign land living as exiles. Can you imagine how it felt for those people when they were taken out of their homeland? Maybe some hope was still there that, well, God has promises for us. He says that's our promised land. He says there'll always be a king on the throne. He says that we are his people. Surely God will still fix things, right? Imagine how crushed they felt 10 years later, when word came from the land of Israel that Jerusalem had been destroyed. The temple had been torn down. Now it seemed nearly impossible. And you can imagine how the people living in that foreign land, those Jews who had lost their home, lost the city with the promises of God, lost the line of the kings, felt hopeless. Well, the Lord comes to Ezekiel, this man who's also living in exile, and he gives Ezekiel his word. And Ezekiel prophesies as the Lord gives him these visions and these lessons for the people while they're in exile. And he gave Ezekiel one particular message that was very striking and really quite unusual. This was a message so that the people would know when the Lord speaks, he always fulfills his word, no matter what. The people living in exile would hear of the word of the Lord promising he would bring them back to his land. They would need hope to hold on to. Because not only had they been taken away into a foreign land, one of Ezekiel's messages for them was, "It's your fault." As if everything else wasn't crushing enough to then hear, this all happened because of your sin, had to have been all the more crushing for those people in exile. It was because of their rebellion, because of their rejection of the Lord, that they were now losing everything and seemingly had lost everything that was promised. God needed to give them a message of hope and of grace. So he says to Ezekiel, as he brings him to this valley where there's a vast pile of dry bones filling the valley, he says, "Son of man," after Ezekiel is led to see all these bones, "can these bones live?" Now, the obvious answer Ezekiel knew was no, they're dead, long dead. But he leaves it to the Lord. "Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Prophesy, son of man," the Lord says to Ezekiel. "Say to these bones, hear the word of the Lord. Prophesy that the bones will have tendons come to them, and the tendons will have skin. And prophesy, son of man, that the breath comes and breathes life into them. Prophesy." So Ezekiel can only do what God says. He speaks. And he begins speaking to this empty valley of bones. "Hear the word of the Lord." You know, there's a lot behind that preface, right? "Hear the word of the Lord." That's what God wanted Ezekiel to really emphasize and the people to see. When you say, "Hear the word of the Lord," and you speak that rightly from God, nothing can stop it. But is that always how we hear and treat that phrase? When we hear the word of the Lord? Sometimes it might be that when someone faces a challenge or a difficulty, "hear the word of the Lord" might seem rather distant or somehow unachievable. We may not have the promise to live in that particular land, but we do have many promises given from our God. God says, "Hear the word of the Lord. Everything, all things, will be worked for your good. Hear the word of the Lord. Every guilt, every sin taken away. Hear the word of the Lord. If you call on me, I will answer you. I will hear you, whatever you ask." Seems too good to be true sometimes. When you're facing that difficulty, that setback, and there's something crushing, you're thinking, "I'm at the end of the line here, Lord. Where's your promise?" And more than that, what about the Christian who not only sees it nearly impossible for God to carry out those promises, but they feel the weight of their guilt? "Why should God consider me his own? Why should he carry his promise out for me?" Imagine the Christian who struggles with this, who carries around that load of guilt. People who, yes, they hear the word of the Lord, but what about that time where they were guilty of abusing substances, of alcoholism? What about that time where the man or the woman was unfaithful in their marriage and they don't want it to come to light, but the guilt is eating away? God, hear their prayers. Will God work out good for them? What about the couple who's agonizing over the fact that they, in their past, committed murder by aborting one of their children? Will God hear their prayers? Do they deserve any good from him? Of course, you and I, we've got that conscience that reminds us too, we have sinned. Who are we to say we are the Lord's people? Who are we to say that he should fulfill promises for us? Don't we deserve, because of sin, to be left like that valley of dry bones? Dead, separate from our God, under God's curse, not his people. That's why Ezekiel has this message for the ancient Israelites and for you and I. Hear the word of the Lord. And that's really all that Ezekiel could do, right? He was a son of man. If he were to speak to those bones, nothing would happen. But God told him to speak. And that makes all the difference. It changes it from hear the word of a sinner, hear the word of a mortal man, to hear the word of the Almighty Creator, who never backs down, who never fails on his promises. And it changes it from hear the word of one who deserves nothing from God to hear the word of God who will give in grace for his people. You see, God acts when he prophesies and speaks, despite how impossible it seems, and despite the sin which divides and separates. God acts in power and in grace for his people. As Ezekiel began to speak to those bones, that loud noise of rattling happened, and bone came to bone, and tendon joined to tendon. And once again, speak, speak, Son of Man, say to these bones, hear the word of the Lord. Prophesy, let the breath come in them. And as he began to speak the word of the Lord, obediently the breath came, the bones were filled with life and the flesh, and they stood on their feet, a vast army. God had spoken. The word of the Lord accomplished what was prophesied. God's lesson? When I speak, I fulfill. The Lord spoke regarding the situation of the Israelites. Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. You hear how they were giving up hope because of their sin, because of their impossible situation. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you will know my people. Then you will know when I open your graves and bring you up from them that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you and you will live and you will settle in your own land. I, the Lord, have spoken. I, the Lord, have done it. The Lord spoke promises to the Israelites that they would have their land, that they would be blessed, and not even death would get in the way of that promise being fulfilled. Like the Israelites, nothing can get in the way of God's promises for us being fulfilled. And did you notice too, they might have thought, we don't deserve to be called the Lord's people. We don't deserve to have him do anything. We deserve this exile. But he calls them my people. Those who trust in the Lord remain his own through faith and by grace. You and I are called God's people by grace and through faith. And so hear the word of the Lord. All the promises of our God are kept. How do we know this? Not only did he give this object lesson for the Israelites, but just as every prophecy was spoken, he kept it. Hear the word of the Lord. Prophesy. A virgin will give birth to a son. And the word of the Lord was fulfilled as the Son of God took on flesh and bones and breathed and walked this earth. Prophecy was fulfilled just as God had said, as that Son of Man, Jesus, the Son of God, lived on this earth for us. And prophecy was fulfilled as he gave that flesh and bones and his blood and poured it out for his people. And the word of the Lord was fulfilled as that flesh and blood came back to life. Jesus, the Son of God, in human flesh, glorified and risen, his people redeemed, so he could say to his people, sins forgiven, you are my people. Obstacles like the grave conquered, nothing will stop my promises. God has prophesied, he has spoken, it will be done. So remember those promises? That God hears your prayer. He hears every prayer. Hear the word of the Lord. Call on my name. I will answer. And whatever situation, however bleak and crushing, even if it's like what the Israelites faced, God will work all things to accomplish his good purpose for you in Jesus. And even death cannot get in the way of the prophecy that God will bring you to be with him in your own land, a land of peace. He has given you his spirit. He has given you his word. And it will be accomplished. So we speak, hear the word of the Lord. And we know, prophecy from the Lord, prophecy sure. Amen. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. Amen.